The Old Testament reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 5 and 6. And now the Lord says, "He who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him and gather Israel to himself. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength." He says, It is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and to bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The New Testament reading is from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 24 to 29. "Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions, for the sake of his body, which is the church. I have become its servant for the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness. The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God. Please stand for the gospel reading. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." This is the gospel of Christ.
But not up here. I am switched on, but just not switched on. Father, we thank you for your love for us. We pray, Lord, that your word may be life to us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, look at this church. Isn't it amazing? Yeah, give yourselves a round of applause. I just love it, you know. I think a house of God should be a joyous place. And we should decorate it to the glory of God. If you read the Old Testament and the lengths they went to build and rebuild and rebuild and rebuild the house of God, the gold they used, the glory, they wanted to say that God is worth everything. The most expensive, he's worth the greatest investment. Everything comes from him, but we declare his glory. And this is a shade of his glory. Isn't it wonderful? So no more bar humbug. The church should just be delighted and rejoice in who Christ is. Friends, I wonder, have you ever pondered light? What's light all about? Light is all about us right now. The picture you see on the screen is the aurora borealis, which is the northern lights, not the southern lights. And it's really just the light bouncing off the atmosphere. It's an extraordinary thing, and I'm sure that someone will come to me and say, no, Fraser, it actually isn't, it's something else. But anyway, it's something like that anyway. It's wonderful. It's really great. The speed of light is an extraordinary thing. 186,282 miles per second, which I think is quite fast. Light travels in a straight line, but strangely, it is bent by gravity, and even black holes, their gravitational pull, can suck light into them. Without light, we wouldn't be able to see anything. Plants wouldn't grow. Human beings need light to live. We need a little bit of vitamin D, is it, that we get from the sun? Yes, and down here, down south, we like to protect ourselves from the sun. Just got to keep remembering to put sunblock on my back of my neck when I'm mowing the lawn. I keep crisping up like a fry. Oxygen is produced through photosynthesis. Light comes into a leaf, and a leaf sort of does that, and out comes oxygen. It's amazing. It's extraordinary. I'll do that again for you. This is what a leaf does. It goes, and there's your oxygen. But at night, it goes, and it sucks all the oxygen back in. But friends, it's an extraordinary thing, and also it's not just the plants, but also the algae in the all that gooey stuff in the ocean produces quite a lot of oxygen for us as well. But without light, I put it to us, without light, I don't think physical life could actually exist. And actually, without Jesus, who is our great light, spiritual life would not exist for us. We're in the Advent season. And this season, we have called it light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus declared also strangely in Matthew chapter 5, yes, we know that Jesus is the light of the world, but strangely he turns to his disciples and says, you are the light of the world. Hold on, I thought Jesus was the light of the world, but Jesus is now telling me that I'm the light of the world. The Greek word there used for you are the light of the world, actually properly rendered as you and you alone are the light of the world. And by deduction, we can then take from that those in relationship with Jesus Christ are the light of the world. Not all of humanity is not the light of the world. But those in relationship with Christ are the light to the world and the light of the world. There is an exclusive nature to the purpose of being the light of the world. It's within, Jesus dwells within us, and we are called to allow that light to shine, to give glory to God. As Jesus says, let your light shine so that people may see your good deeds and give glory to God. Our lives are to shine that God may get the glory. Jesus loves us. He's invested his very self in us. He loves you, Andrew Durrans. He does. I know it's hard to believe, but Jesus loves you. And when Jesus says, you are the light of the world, I wonder what he meant. I wonder if you could do this for me. Could you just do that? And I want you to do this. Are you ready? Are you ready? Go. Do it with me. Are you ready? Go like this. You are the light of the world. Yep. Jesus has determined that each one of you is light, the light of the world. So you're a bit like a beacon. You know, it exists to exude light, to shine light, to say that light is available to all. Christ is the light, but you are sources of light. You are lighthouses. You are beacons for the Lord. In the book of Revelation, it's Revelation, not Revelations. In the book of Revelation, John sees the new city, the new Jerusalem, descending upon the earth. And it says, strangely in this part, he says, there will be no sun, for the light of the glory of God will illuminate the city. Scripture is full of light when God is doing his stuff. It's all about light, and you are the light of the world. Paul writes this, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ dwells within you to show others the hope that there is in the glory of God. So what is the nature and purpose of the light that we are called to shine? Well, let's look at a few things if we could. First of all, this light that is shining from us shows others that regeneration and renewal is possible. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the light shines in our hearts and gives us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Friends, we are all broken, but we're being mended. And those without Christ are broken and not being mended. But they see within you and I, within you and me, something possible that my brokenness I don't have to stay with. That Christ is renewing me. That's what shines forth as the light of hope, the light of Christ in you that you don't even see, but others do. God brings restoration. 2 Corinthians 5. If anyone is in Christ, if anyone, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has, pardon? All gone, but it's gone. Often we're defined by our past, but friends, it's gone. The old has gone, the new has come. That is the light of Christ within us, this renewing force that God gives us through Christ's reconciling work upon the cross. He said, by his stripes we are healed, we are renewed, we are restored. This is the true good news, that the light has come into the world. If you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're a new creation. And the words of the prophet Isaiah, behold, I am making all things. Are you sure? Sometimes we feel a bit secondhand, don't we? But let me tell you, Christ in you is making all things new. There is hope for regeneration. You are the light of the world. Secondly, friends, the light of the world is in us to reflect God's glory. Have you seen the moon recently? Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? It's a great big piece of rock that reflects the sun. That's sort of, as I can see, its only job other than making the tides turn. It's just sort of this big lump of mud in the sky that gives us light at night that's not its own light but a reflected light. Friends, you reflect the glory of God into the places that you go. You're like a giant moon. Isn't that wonderful? And the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 49 that was read to us says, I will make you a light. It's too small a thing to make you a servant. God says, I will make you a light to the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. In other words, your very lightness brings with it the salvating and the salvific work of God. There's no such word as salvating, I do realize. It's salivating work of God. You are the light of the world. That light has a purpose, friends. Like the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the light of Christ, you can't see and it's not for you. The fruit of the Spirit in you is nice. Oh, Lord, please make me more patient. But actually, the patience isn't for you. It's for those around you who have to suffer you. And the fruit of the Spirit is not for you. The gifts of the Spirit are not for you. They're for the wider body of Christ. The light that is within you is to shine out, to reflect that whom you share faith in. It says, as we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory. Isn't it an extraordinary thing that we're reflectors of God's glory? Moses went up the hill, it was a mountain, and God said, take 2 tablets and see me in the morning. Thank you. Well, he came down from being with the Lord for 40 days, and his face shone with the presence of God. So much so that the people of Israel were frightened of the glorious presence that was radiating from Moses. So much so that he had to put a veil over his face. Friends, when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the veil, the separating between the glory of God and the normality of humanity. He broke the curtain. He tore the veil that the light of Christ may shine from us to others. It's in our encounters with God, in church, as we worship Him, as we study the Word together, as we pray, as we encounter the glory of God, we start to shine with Him. If you want to shine more for Jesus, just hang around with Him. It rubs off. This light is the hope of the kingdom for those who feel hopeless. As we sang before, it is the hope that chains will be broken, for He has broken the oppressor. This is the light that we shine. So friends, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Thirdly, this light, whether you like it or not, is utterly recognizable. It's as plain as the nose on your face to others who are looking at your face. I was driving up to Whangarei. We took all the boxes up to Dino on Thursday. So we had about 60 boxes, shoe boxes. So thank you everyone who gave those. Those children are going to love it at Christmas time to have those presents up in Kai Tai. We also took our food bank donations as well. Thank you so much, everyone, who's faithfully giving food and washing powder and all sorts of amazing things. Thank you, because those families, it makes a huge, huge difference. But as I was driving back, you know that point where you sort of get on the motorway and you're driving, you go through the Puhoi Tunnel and you keep going and you try not to be caught speeding. And then you get to Takapuna, and then you just sort of turn the corner, and there you see Auckland in front of you. It's a glorious view. And what's the thing that really hits you in the eye as you look at it? It's the Sky Tower, isn't it? And that's actually the iconic image that you will see on the internet when you go Auckland. You Googleite it, and then the Sky Tower comes up. It's just everywhere. So I just thought to myself, well, I wonder how far away I can see the Sky Tower. And I discovered, actually, it's quite a long way back up the road. And actually, I can even see it from across the Manukau Harbour. This thing's enormous. It's like a beacon that cannot be ignored. The light of Christ in you and I is a beacon that cannot be ignored. That's why Jesus said, you are a city on a hill. Whether you like it or not, people can see Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is recognizable. Why is it recognizable? Because every single bit of flesh that is on this earth has been created by the Creator. Therefore, it has His thumbprints all over our being. And when we start to see the work of the Creator shining from somebody else, our very being responds. We recognize it. We are drawn to it. It is a beautiful thing. I remember before I was a Christian, I could actually see something different in Christians other than a ridiculous smile and socks with sandals. There was something different. Knitted t-shirts. There was something different. It's extraordinary. And I didn't know what it was. And then I sort of knew what it was, but you know, I didn't want to pay the price. It was a sort of serene smile. Jesus loves you, brother. But I didn't my heart recognized it. If you've got a husband or a wife who are miles away from the Lord, let me tell you, Christ is shining over them. They will come to a knowledge that there is something different because they're created by God. Don't give up hope. Don't give up praying for them, whoever they are. You, friends, are a recognizable light in this world. You are the light of the world. And finally, friends, this is the bit that we don't particularly like. The light is a reactive light. People will either be attracted to it or repulsed by it. It is not you that they are repulsing. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Some of our friends' hearts have become hard. But let me just remind us, the arm of the Lord is not too short to save. There is no one too far from rescuing with the work of Jesus. Jesus says, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear their deeds will be exposed. It's all fear-based. That's not of the kingdom. That's why the light shines. The light says, hey. I was talking with a friend at the end of the first service. Sandy, actually. Is Sandy here? Wonderful. God bless you, Sandy. Sandy was saying that she remembers once working for the Anglican Women's Trust, and she was going to visit a drug addict in the middle of town, and unfortunately the lady couldn't look after her babies, so they had to foster the babies off. And Sandy had just recently just had this fantastic encounter with the presence of God. So she went and visited this lady in this dark basement in the middle of the city. And Sandy just walked in to just offer help. And the first thing the lady says, you're a Christian, aren't you? And she said, well, yes, but how do you know? She said, I can see it all over you. They can. And to some, it is a joy, and to others, it is a reminder of their own sin. I had a social occasion last Christmas with our family, and we had a fantastic, lovely time. Really was a lovely time. You know, Christmas time families can be a bit awkward. But anyway, we were there, and we were having a lovely time. And then out of the blue, from a cheerful conversation, a member of my family turned to me and said, I don't want to be saved. I don't need it. I thought, oh, there was a sort of a venom and a sting in it. And it's only as I've been thinking about this light thing within us that I realized that it wasn't rejecting me, that there was something of the light of Christ that was disturbing that person. I'm praying for them, that they may come to a glorious knowledge of Jesus. But Jesus warned us not to be surprised if we get rejected. Why? Because of him. But he says, please remember that they rejected me first, so you're in good company. And that's the temptation, isn't it? Because we don't like to be rejected, we take our light and we put it under a bowl. But Jesus says, don't do that. Just let your light shine. So friends, again, and say with me, you are the light of the world. Jesus has chosen you. You're all he's got. Where you are, you're all he's got. He's chosen you because he wants you to be a light in this world. So let your light shine. Let's stand. As I was preparing this, I just sensed that there was a couple of things that the Lord wanted to do with us. So let's just pray and think about this. I sense for some of us that the cares of this world has somehow dimmed the light within us. Others, when I was talking about regeneration, your desire was for a greater work of regeneration in you. You feel a bit sort of degenerate, but the Lord wants to regenerate you. And that maybe around you, you're feeling it's particularly dark. But the Lord says that you are a light in that darkness because you are in Christ. But for some of you, particularly, you're feeling overwhelmed by the sense of darkness. Maybe a sense of depression or oppression. I really felt that. The last couple of days, I've been really feeling that. And I wonder if it's just a prophetic insight into what's happening in some of our lives. I just sense the Lord wants to come and reawaken his light within you. So let's pray. If you're feeling tired, if you're feeling burnt out, if you're feeling oppressed, come to Christ. Father, we ask you now by your Spirit, let the light of your presence come and fill us. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, into those dark corners, Lord, that feel just full of shadow, come. For in you there is no darkness. Father, we lay down our brokenness before you and thank you for your healing and your regeneration. And Lord, we pray that you would show us what it is to shine for you, even in the mundane things of life, that you would shine through us. In Jesus' name.